Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, resting, transformative planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio here on the Om Times Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. Grab your coffee, grab your tea. We're going to jump right into the show. We had a little bit of an issue connecting. It is Mercury retrograde. It is we're built into a blue full moon, so sometimes that's to be expected. But I just want to say thank you for tuning in and joining us. We're going to welcome our special guest today, Reese Wynn Davies, talking about his new book, How to Talk to the Dead in 10 Easy Steps. But before we get started on that journey of talking about mediumship and how to talk to those that are no longer here, if you have a question for us, you can post that question to our Facebook page. Just follow us on Inspired Living Radio. It is a public group now, so you can join that group and post a question. I'll be monitoring that page. You can also follow us over on Instagram and Twitter under the handle Inspired For Us. That is the number 4. And if you want to work with me in the future, I am your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, and you can find me at marklanehart.com or just internet search the Intuitive Prospector. Depending on the time, we will open up the phone lines a little bit later in the show, and that number to call is 202-570-7057. If you're listening to us on the Internet Global Player from around the world, thank you for tuning in wherever you may be. So sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, grab a cup of tea, and let's dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live as we go on a journey of discovery and exploration on how to talk to the dead in 10 easy steps. Reese and I were just on our pre-show over on Facebook talking about his book. And if you're joining us now on the live broadcast, he is going to be talking about the four P's that he had mentioned in the pre-show. And with that, I want to read a little bit about his journey. Reese and I met several years ago. He was actually on one of my very first radio shows where we were actually talking about a completely different subject, about trees and planting trees and his love for nature and his love for trees. And then we actually ran into each other at the Arthur Findlay College about 2.5-3 years ago, kind of overlapped. He was going and I was coming into a class and we had a few days to work together. It was really good to see him. Reese Wynn Davies is an Australian professional psychic medium who inspires, demonstrates, and teaches about psychic mediumship and spiritualism. Reese has been awarded the SCNU and SND Certificate of the Spiritual National Union in Speaking and Demonstrating, which is an accredited, very tough program. I know because I'm going through it right now. Reese provides personal group and platform readings to large audience throughout Australia and works internationally in over 12 other countries, and in recent times is the author of How to Talk to the Dead in 10 Easy Steps. He resides both in Australia and the Netherlands, and next to his spiritual work, being a father, Reese also has 3 degrees as an environmental science, and over the past 20 years, his previous business planted over 8.5 million trees in Australia. He continues to plant a tree now for every reading he does today for the 8billiontrees.com project worldwide. You can learn more about Reese at Reese Wynn Davies, and Reese, be the truth and be known for it. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Mark, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So great to have you back. And we were doing the pre-show, having a lot of fun, kind of enticing people to come listen to the live radio show and talking about the four P's. But before we get into the four P's, that was one of your favorite chapters that you were talking about. Tell us a little bit about the book, how the book came to be, how hard of it was to read the book or to write the book. And then, of course, you have cards that go with it as well. So I want you to talk to the global audience as well.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Yeah, it was, I guess, a manifestation over time from my own experiences over the last 6 years or so. I pondered on the idea of I can't be the only one out there that started from scratch and to learn mediumship. And I just thought there wasn't a lot of, I found in modern day times anyway, literature that was very supportive in that early journey and learning how to do it. I guess I had some intuitive ability already, but I didn't know what to do with that. And I guess the book came about because I really wanted to help inspire other people. I think, you know, yes, there are some really talented people, and some people at different times in their life have amazing intuitive ability. But I think when it comes to mediumship, it's something that can be learned and mastered over time. And I guess that's one of the reasons why I decided to put this book together. Because from my own experiences, and probably just like you, Mark, I've witnessed and seen a lot and had bad experiences myself with, in my journey to becoming a medium. I'd get readings from other people, and sometimes I'd be worse off for having the session than before. So I just thought, I think it's important that we try promoting, you know, evidential mediumship and trying to prove to people their loved ones aren't gone, and changing some of the skepticism or, the challenges that we face as a spiritual community, that is this really possible? And I absolutely believe it is. And this is a book that I think encourages anyone who might be unsure, might not have never done it before, might be desperate to learn how to communicate with their own loved ones, or even at some point want to do this for a profession, and they can pick this up and run with it. They're 10 steps, right? But they are they're structured steps on how I learned to become a medium, and that's how I formed the book. But also, it's something that you still have to keep practicing and forcing yourself to be better at, and learning still over your lifetime to master it. It's, you can't just read it and then be amazing. You have to read it and apply it to your life and master the journey that comes with it, you know. But it's a great book for anyone who's interested in exploring the potential to be able to do that for others or for themselves.
So yeah, it's a very well laid out book, easy to read. 10 easy steps, 10 different chapters. And thank you for the book. I always love, one of the reasons I love doing radio is I get free books and free swag stuff. I was hoping to get the flip cards that you just did, because you have also flip cards, which are 20 psychic cards, 20 personality cards, 20 purpose of communication cards. Comes with 450 questions to ask spirit. And I think it would be really good for the beginners out there that are starting to unfold in their spiritual pathways of mediumship to read this book and then use that in conjunction with the book as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do complement that. They particularly form the part of the book from chapter 6 onwards. And it's to encourage people to have structure to be able to profile a person. With the physicality first, that's the first P, and then their physical, and then their personality second, and possessions or professions, because they're very important in identifying somebody. This is particularly for people who want to do demonstrating live or one-to-one readings. And then, of course, the third P is the purpose. You know, why is the communication taking place? And what I love the most is the fourth P, post-life evidence. I think particularly in modern mediumship at the moment anyway, I think the ultimate goal of a medium is to prove to people that their loved ones aren't gone. And one of the best ways to do that, I'm sure you agree with me, that, you know, connecting current information to a past person, that a loved one in the spirit world is aware of what someone's going through now since they've died, or what's happened since they've died. You know, people want to know that. Who did they meet when they died? You know, did they have any regrets? What adventures are their loved ones going through, challenges they're facing? Have they moved, finished school? has someone been born that they know of, you know? And I think that last 4P that I created was really to try and hit that home run that our loved ones are still with us. And we need to be able to invoke that with our community and, you know, so we take away that fear of death from people. I think that's what I really want, you know, to be evidential and make people feel like we don't die. You know, there's more to us. We change form. That's all. We don't die, you know.
Yeah, I always equate it to what John Lennon said. He said, death is like getting out of one car and getting into another.
That's
so and going on that next soul adventure. So just to recap, because the 4 P's are your, we talked about this in the pre-show, that, you know, we see that, you know, mediums try to emulate and become like other mediums and not find their authentic higher self to be the ambassador the spirit world has called them to be. Recap your 4 P's, because this is your own acronym for how to work with the spirit world, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so it's just Reese's 4 P's. And it's basically to help profile a character of a person. Mm-hmm. And I guess the formation of that came through my mind and through inspired thought. You know, I guess the first thing people need to do if they're wanting to be a medium is to identify that spirit communicator as quick as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And generally in a public space, you have, if you're doing it professionally, you know, 30 seconds to a minute or so. And that first part of that evidence needs to be the physicality. So, you know, facial features, a name, a cause of death, something unique about their body type, ancestry, the physical features like the eyes and type of hair and things like that, that someone would identify really quickly. You know, I guess if you're in a demonstrating situation and you just said, I have a grandfather here who died of a heart attack and his name's John, probably half the room will put their hand up, right? But this is to try to get people to be so specific and getting that specific piece of information that it really defines who that person is. Well, I know their name's John, but they had 2 heart attacks before passing, and they're missing a part of their pinky on their right hand. And, you know, their profession was they love to build their own houses. In fact, the last thing they did was build their own home, and they were never prouder, you know. So that's the physical. And then the personality, obviously, is important, bringing to life the character. But also it can be about their hobbies and their profession, you know. They worked for 30 years, you know, tuning the piano, and they loved that. It was their job, and they had a basement full of pianos that they collected through their lifetime. You know, so you're getting into that. That defines a person's personality and what they love pretty quick, you know.
Right, right.
And then, of course, things they left behind, like possessions. Watches and, you know, specific things that are so unique and different, antique clocks and chairs and estate jewelry and odd things that people collect and leave behind or give to others, you know. So that's the second kind of phase. And the third one is the whole purpose of why they come. You know, I guess you've seen it too over the years where people who aren't connecting as good as they could or unaware of connecting deeper might say something like, well, they send their love and they're gone now, you know? And it's kind of like, no.
In and out.
There's got to be more. There has to be more. So what is that? You know, I didn't get to say goodbye. You know, I wish I had spent more time with you. You know, if I could do it all again with what I know now, I'd live differently. I wish I said I loved you more. I had all these unfinished things to do. I need you to finish that book I was writing. I know you're sorting out my estate and I'm so grateful. And these are the things that are totally missing in the demonstration of mediumship. So I wanted to kind of, you know, get back to where this needs to be. So we're getting a foundation out there and creating better mediums for the future. I mean, you know, you and I aren't going to be here forever, and we have to
what?
Go home.
Wait a minute. We need to have another show about that.
And well, yeah, probably, you know, but whether we choose to take on the role of a medium in that next life, who knows, right?
Well, let's talk about that real quick, because we're not going to be here as we know it, but we'll still be here, right? Because we talked about that in the pre-show that, you know, depending on your religion, how you were raised, we think when people decarnate or die through the process of death, that they go off to this way far away galaxy, a galaxy far, far away, or heaven, or, you know, the other side. And really, they're just a thought away. They're a world within a world. They're actually here, just in a different way, and no longer having a vocal cord or a vibration to understand them. So they find different ways to connect with us through the signs, symbols, synergy, and synchronistic events that I always teach on to how to look for the spirit world. So, yeah, we'll always be here, just not always in the way that we always think we're going to be here.
That's correct. Yeah. And I guess to, you know, go to that last 4P, post-life evidence, that, you know, great stuff like, I know there's an anniversary coming up, or it's someone's birthday, and I was there and I witnessed, you know, the event that took place. Since I've died, I met Uncle Bob and, you know, your cousin Peter and great Uncle Jack, who was in the army. And I'm aware of your challenges right now, or I'm so honored you named a beautiful son after me since I've died. And that you've moved, and, you know, you've fallen in love and you're getting married. You know, it kind of reminds me of a recent connection I had where this lovely woman who came to me for a session, I said, your father's telling me you're getting married soon, and you've just cut out a piece of his T-shirt, it's blue, and you've sewn it onto the heart of your chest on your wedding dress, and you're planning to take him for a walk down the aisle with you one last time, you know. And she just said, are you kidding me? My father knows I've just done that, and he knows I'm getting married in a month. Oh my God, that's incredible. You know, and these are those moments where you think, that's why we do what we do, right?
Right, right.
And I think some of that evidence is, it's not common in, particularly in public demonstrations and around the world, from what I've seen. So I'm trying to do my best. You know, some days I could do better too. Like, I'm just like everybody else, but I still try my hardest to be evidential as much as I can, just like you, you know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, my philosophy of doing this, because like I said in the pre-show, I didn't ever thought in a million years I'd be doing psychic mediumship, intuition, awareness, spirituality. That wasn't in my wheelhouse. That wasn't on my radar. But I always say, as a reminder for the work that I do, is, you know, I try to remain humble, because if we're humble, be humble or get humbled, and I'm only as good as my last reading, right? Yep. So you don't want to compare your readings before, but evidential, you know, mediumship is very important, because I do see a lot of mediums out there today that are very, like you said, very general, very in and out. And when you work, you know, with the spirit world and you deepen that pathway, your evidence becomes even more clear to where, you know, they do see of our present world. They do see what we're doing in the present time, and they want to, you know, make that known. Mm-hmm. And I even myself can always improve on my evidence. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to be on a radio show here in a couple hours here in Seattle live, and I'm going to say, I'm going to use the Reese Wynn Davies 4Ps technique of how I can connect with the call-in listeners, because we're going to be doing live readings, and you never know what you're going to get, right? It's a spiritual box of chocolates.
Yes.
But for you listeners out there around the globe listening to today's show, just a reminder that when this live show is over, we will podcast, and the podcast is available on all the major channels, iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, MarkLeanHart.com, Ohm Times Radio Archives. So it's a great way to follow the show, Inspired Living Radio, and give us a like, give us a rating, so we can continue to grow and climb the list of all the podcasts out there. And if you want to learn more about Reese, you can go to reesewindavies.com. You can also go to the actual book site at howtotalktothedead.com. Those are his two main sites. And I imagine that the book is now out on some of the major outlets as well. I take it, Reese, right?
Yes. Well, currently we're selling it through our website. There's some stores, particularly in Canada and the US, that are looking at taking them on. But at this moment, we're still in the process of selling them privately. Basically through other major distributors tend to take a massive royalty, and you know, and that's understandable because they're in a position where they have costs, etc., to do what they do. But we found just as particularly my partner helped me a lot with this, my partner Breeza, putting this together over 5 years. You know, we worked so hard for it. We kind of feel in the short term anyway, we'd like to at least get back what we can for the energy and the time we've invested in it to support ourselves and our family before it goes out to really big commercial enterprise where they take a lot of the profits, you know.
Well, if anything, I'm you know, I love to see other people succeed. I love to help other people succeed. I definitely understand the costs of doing business. Us as mediums don't make a lot of money. It's not a money maker kind of thing. That's why I do Inspired Living Radio, to promote and to put people out there that normally don't have that channel, and you know, help with whether it's a show, whether it's a book, whether it's an upcoming event. You know, this is why I've been doing radio for 5 years, is to help promote others and to see others succeed, but at the same time see the spirit world and spiritualism also progress and succeed as well. So you can go to our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, the link for both the book and to connect with Reese personally for a reading, or he's got some upcoming events here in the United States on the East Coast. I'd love to have you come over here to Seattle once we get past this COVID, a little teaching workshop here at our lovely spiritual church here in Seattle, one of the oldest spiritual churches in Seattle called Tower Memorial, where I'm a member of, and we do a lot of workshops and fun. But we're going to be taking our first break here, and when we come back, we're going to pick up right where we left off with our special guest today, Reese Wynn Davies, talking about his new book, How to Talk to the Dead in 10 Easy Steps. You are the inspired and the inspiration. We'll be back here in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Our special guest today, Reese Wynn-Davies, coming in live from someplace over in Europe. Where are you at, Reese?
Yes, I'm in the Netherlands.
The Netherlands, yes. So welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. We're talking about Reese's new book, How to Talk to the Dead in 10 Easy Steps. Let's pick up right where we left off. He was explaining the four P's of mediumship and how to do that. For the book itself, I'm just curious, how long did it take you to write this book?
Yeah, we together with my partner, brainstorming and collaborating sometimes. It was originally a biography, probably twice as long than what it is now, so over 100,000 words. And and then by about year three, I'd put it down and, having a child, a beautiful daughter, 3.5-year-old, you know, life, other things took priority. And then, shifts and moving countries a lot. Family matters, of course. We ended up putting pen to paper again, and then it was so long in between drinks that I realized I was doubling up on what I'd already written, and because you forgot what you wrote 3 years ago. In the end, I was fortunate to meet some other really successful writers, and one of them in particular just gave me some guidance and said, make it a book, a how-to book, and make it about helping others. And so we pulled it to pieces and started again. And 5 years later, here it is, we were very nervous about putting it out at first because it took so long and we were so personally involved in it. It's like a part of you, and you're putting that out there.
It becomes like your second baby.
Yeah. What will people think and how will it be, perceived and what people think. And so far, it's just, we're so glad we did it now. It's been an amazing journey and we've had such lovely feedback. We will go to, big commercial distributors like Amazon, but maybe in a year or two, and that'll be available on Kindle as well. But for now, we're just selling it independently.
Well, I congratulations on it. I celebrate your success. Just remember when you're this big traveling, internationally known medium with your book and your cards. Make sure you remember us little people here at Inspired Living Radio and where it all began. Because it really is, taking that leap of faith to do something like this, not just with mediumship, but to write a book, to put yourself out there. One of the things I remind our listeners all the time is, there's three simple rules in life. If you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. And if you don't step forward, you'll always be in the same place. And life is too short to continue to live in the same place. And so I commend you and your lovely wife for putting that together and bringing this into my reality to be able to put this in my hands and say, okay, there's some things that I could even learn. Just because we're professional does not mean that the learning stops. It actually continues on, and the growth and the transformation and the blossoming goes even deeper in the spiritual pathways. And that leads me to my next question for you, Reese. Mm-hmm. Because we're modern day mediums, and even in the journey of doing this in my work over the last 10 plus years, I've seen mediumship change from, more of the checklist mediumship to more of the, the CERT process was how I was first trained way back in the day under John Holland and Janet Nohavik at the Omega Institute in upstate New York. And we were taught the CERT, make your connection, your evidence, response, and tie it up. And then, of course, the checklist mediumship where you'd have to go down this list of check, 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 check. And over the years, especially the last 5 years, even the last time I was at the Arthur Findlay College, which is like my second home, we call it for you, the lay people out there, that is the Hogwarts of mediumship, college in upstate England there, about 45 minutes north of London. And I noticed that even the teachers there were seeing a transformation of the teachings to be more of a storyteller, to bring through the evidence, but not be so much checklist and not be so much follow these different patterns every time, because each person is different. therefore the evidence and your readings are always going to be different. But being more of a storyteller and going with the flow, where do you see the mediumship going from a modern day standpoint? Where do you see the training, I guess, because you're a teacher as well, where do you see the training of mediumship going as we move into the future, and especially after 2020? This year has been so transformative. Hindsight is 2020. I always wonder why people were reminded of that, us that before it came. But where do you see mediumship training going in the future?
Yeah, that's a brilliant question. I think it's important to realize too that mediumship can also be a distraction to your own spiritual development. You know, we can make the fatal mistake of being all about mediumship and forgetting about every other day life matters, disconnecting from that we have to be on the earth and being earthbound as well and not up in the clouds all the time, you know? And even some great yogis will say that, the mediumship can be a distraction to your own personal soul development, you know, how you have relationships with people. And, as mediums, and I'm sure you know this too, that we can make our life about everybody else, helping everyone else and forgetting about ourselves, you know? So I think that's important. I'm very concerned for, you know, lots of great mediums of our time now who are becoming quite sick and, you know, having, you know, these wonderful people leave before their time. It's a shame, because what could they do if they stayed, and how many more people could they help, you know? But I do think there's rapid growth in this. I think a lot of people are searching for answers. A lot of people are realizing, but maybe you found this in the last 6 months anyway, but I've had so many people come to me that have that don't feel like they have life purpose. So I'm always the advocate for, if it's about animals, people, or the environment, you will find purpose at some point. And I guess that's the gift of this, you know, having the influence of mediumship's a form of healing. And
it is, yep.
I think it's important. But where mediums potentially fall down is they've got to be in a good spiritual space themselves. Maybe for you, but in my first 2 years, I had to work on myself. I almost walked away from this because it made me face a lot of my own truths about self-worth and value and, what I put into my body even. And it was a massive change. And I think, there's so much judgment out there already. People are quick to judge you. But I know that my life turned around in mediumship anyway, when I didn't label myself as a psychic medium. I mean, I have to call myself that for, you know, job reasons or professional reasons. But if I do meet someone in the street, I would say what I give to people and not what I am. So I have come up with, you know, 3 to 5 core values of why I do what I do and how I transform the lives of people instead of what I am. And I even encourage that for my, recipients or my sitters, if they feel like disvalued or disempowered about what they do for a living. I'm just a hairdresser or a mechanic. And I basically would say to them, no, you make people feel confident and beautiful, and you're a great sounding board, and people can tell you all their feelings without judgment, and that's more than just cutting hair, you know. And with a mechanic, same, you know, about moving parts and keeping people safe on the road, you're more than just getting your hands dirty, you know. And it's same for mediumship, and people need to value that. So I hope in the future, I'd like to see that happening, and I hope that through, you know, my book and other inspiring people like yourself, that, you know, we start making it more evidential. I think we have to get out of that, like you said, the the structure where it's very robotic, or, you know, I have a person that's 6 foot tall, dark hair, brown eyes, broad shoulders, feels fatherly like. Can you understand that? To, you know, I know I have your father here, and, you know, he was a big burly man and he didn't care what people thought of him, but he was himself and he wouldn't want to change his, in it for anyone. But he's here today to tell you he loves you, you know. And I try to, you know, get my students even to, when you get to that moment where there's, why is it all taking place? Why has spirit chosen you to speak on their behalf? Just stop for a minute and be them. Try and find that one thing, you know, one thing that resonates with me, one thing Gordon Higginson said in his lifetime was, you know, your role is to go out there and not save everyone, but to say one thing that's so profound where it changes the life or saves the life of one person. And if you've done that, you've done your job, you know. And I think sometimes it can be a bit showy, and people, you know, charge a lot for their services and do treat it like a gift. But this is something that we can all learn, you know. So I think in the future there'll be lots of people doing this more often. It might even become, I hope at some point in the future, something we all can do and live with. But yes, there'll be people who can do it faster and quicker than others, and do it in different ways. But that's what makes us all beautiful, you know. So.
Yeah, it's like, and I think it's Gordon that said this. He talked about that many are called, but few are chosen to actually do the authentic work of mediumship, because it is. It's about the healing. Healing for yourself as the medium, healing for the person that's connecting to you here in the physical world, and healing for the spiritual world. You know, the healing is very important. And, you know, it's, you know, I've long predicted that technology, as we are connecting right now through frequencies, through, you know, Tesla talked about, if you want to understand and unlock the secrets of the universe, you think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And as we progress, you know, this year has been a very transformative year for many, whether, you know, COVID, political unrest, social unrest, equality, we're seeing a huge transformation. And I've long said that it would be transformation in technology that actually connects us to what is unseen, just like the microscope did, just like the telescope did, where a lot of people will have that ability to connect with their loved ones. And I always remind people, as you know, even, you know, I'm sure some folks listening to the show would be like, don't say that, but I always remind people that you don't need a medium. Now, having a professional medium is important to really get the evidence and that message across, but I always remind people that, you know, you can connect to the spirit world. You just ask, believe, receive, perceive. I believe that the spirit world is intelligent enough, loving enough, and motivated enough to reach us if they really want to. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to go on to become a medium and do this all the time, but, you know, they're just a thought away, and they will find a way to connect, whether through its nature, animals, song, poems, movies, books. There's so many different ways, and I think we're going to see a great, you know, transformation of that as we continue to progress unseen world, right?
Yeah, I think some people too, they say, I get all these signs, I see 222 or 444, what does that mean? And I say, well, what do you want it to mean? Have you told your loved one that that's what you want from them and made it very clear in your mind telepathically to them that that's what you want? If you tell them, it'll happen. Give them time, but they'll make it happen. A great experience for me, I'll just share really quickly if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
I was in England going to a demonstration to be assessed to work publicly, and I had to share the platform with another student who I didn't know at the time. But on my way there, I asked a relative of mine who died, her name was Pauline, I said, I would love 3 black feathers from you on my walk, either going to this event or coming from it, to let me know you were okay. She'd been gone for about 3 months at the time. And then in my mind, I said to her, now, if I get to the venue, I'd love another medium to give me a message, because I'm always giving messages for others. I'd love to just hear if you're okay, right?
Right, right.
So sure enough, I walk in there and this beautiful girl from Northern Ireland comes up to me and she goes, I got to be telling you, Rhys, I've been chosen to be with you on stage for our assessment. and I'm nervous because I've heard a lot of good things about you. Don't make me look bad, will you? But my name is Pauline.
Oh, wow.
And I said, in my mind, I was like, here we go. I knew there was going to be more to this, right? So then we're sitting on the stage and we're waiting for the audience to come, and there's three judges. So this is where we've got to connect to two people in 15 minutes and have the witness of the receiving information sign an affidavit that says we're proof to them without doubt their loved ones weren't gone. So I was very nervous about it. So we're sitting there waiting for the audience to come in, and she says, "I've got to tell you something, Reese. I hope I'm not offending all the beautiful Irish people out there."
You're doing much better than I would.
But she goes, "I've got to tell you something there, Reese. I've got a lovely auntie who's just crossed over," she tells me. "And she would have met her other sister there, Barbara. Would you understand that?" And I was like, my goodness, that's my other auntie who's been gone before my auntie Pauline. So I'm just sitting there in awe, right? Wow. Beautiful. Yep. And then we had to get up and do our thing. Now, at the end of it, this man comes up and says, "I've got to come and shake your hand, son. You were great on stage with my wife. I'm her husband and my name is Barry." And I'm just thinking, this can't be true. My uncle, who still lives today, is Barry, who was married to Pauline. So these are two people I never knew who are from Northern Ireland who have the same names as my auntie and uncle. And the medium gives me a message from her. So I had to tell her, I said, "I haven't given you any feedback yet, but you brought in my auntie and she's proven to me 100% intelligence here, because I asked for it prior in thought telepathically." Right. And she gave me the answer within an hour and a half. I got, so she couldn't believe it. I said, "You've got the same name as her. She did meet her other sister, Barbara, in spirit. So you proved to me intelligence, and more importantly, we don't die." And then the fact that her husband came up with the same name as my uncle, I couldn't believe it. I nearly fell off the stage, right? And then, of course, I got on my way back, I got three black feathers perfectly on a footpath.
Well, of course,
like
you
I
did.
Asked.
Of course you did.
You know, and that happened. And I got that for myself because I asked for it. So if there's anyone out there that's wanting more proof for themselves, just make it specific enough or clear enough for spirit, but easy for them to achieve. It can't be too difficult. You know, I want two feathers that are white with black tips from you, granddad, or, you know, mum, I'd love, you know, three black ones. And, or, Nana, I want a cardinal feather or a blue jay or whatever. Or I want to see a green hummingbird or two butterflies that are black and blue. And when I see 222, I know it's your grandma, and 444, that can be you, Uncle Harry, you know. And you'll get your proof. You will.
Yeah, exactly. Signs, symbols, synergy, synchronistic events, however, you know, yeah. Carl Jung, the famous psychologist, always talked about synchronicity, as he coined it, as meaningful happenings. And sometimes we just have to ask, believe in the magic, because, again, if you want to believe in the magic, you got to have a little bit of belief in it. Otherwise, you're not going to see the magic or feel the magic or touch the magic. But ask, believe, receive, perceive. And you want to know something really cool, Reese? As you were talking, I had two blue jays land on the wire outside my studio here as I'm looking out the window. And I had an Aunt Pauline, who's now in spirit as well. So when you said Aunt Pauline, it triggered in my mind. And this is how they work. This is how they use a voice without having a voice, to think on my aunt who took care of me when I was really little. And she made the best grilled cheese sandwiches you've ever had. And that was my Aunt Pauline. So, you know, it's fun. It's interesting. It's real. You know, again, when you seek it, I'll be talking about this on the Seattle radio show later today. And I'll say, you know what? Ask, believe, receive, perceive. And then Absolutely. Use Reese Ween Davies 4 P's on connecting to the spirit world. And we'll see what happens.
We wanted to make it simple, you know, easy to remember.
And I love acronyms. You know, with my background in medicine, I've always worked with acronyms. So I always love it when people have, and they're easy to remember, right? They're simple, they're easy. Acronyms go a long way. And I love it when people do that. And I love that I've watched you over the years and really watched you step into your own. I love that you're teaching, you're accredited, you're professional. I'd like to see more people follow that pathway and again, put in the work of mediumship, because it is, you know, it's that cave referrer usually holds the treasure we seek. And I do believe that when you go down the pathways of spiritualism, psychic awareness or psychic sciences, mediumship, healing, you learn about a lot more about yourself than just doing readings for somebody else. It's really a transformational process of healing, growing, blossoming. But I always remind people too, be careful not to wear spiritualism as a badge to decorate your ego, because I do see that as well, with that fame and that, you know, that awe and showmanship of mediumship. And I've never really thought the spirit world was really into showmanship, if you will, or, you know, television, or, you know, I know it's a way to reach people, but when I got into this, that's definitely something that I didn't want to do. I just wanted to, you know, promote people, see people succeed and see people healing and connecting to their loved ones in whatever way that we can do that. Yeah. So this show goes by so quick. So we only have a few minutes left here. Again, if you want to work with Reese, you can find him at ReeseWynnDavies. You can also .com, sorry. And you can also go to howtotalktothedead.com. Highly recommend the book. I've read it. I sat a few days, rainy days here in Seattle now, so it's always a good time to sit back and open up a good book. And I really enjoyed the chapters. I enjoyed the four Ps. I enjoyed letting go of the judgment from the audience aspect, and a no can mean many things, working through the no's. So I think for, you know, any inspiring up and coming mediums or even those that have been doing the work for a while, it's always good to observe another medium, read another medium's work, work with their books or their techniques, because again, it's like another tool for the spiritual toolbox, if you will, to just go deeper in that spiritual pathway. So just for the sake of time, Reese, any inspiration you want to share with us when it comes to mediumship, or who inspires you or what inspires you?
Yeah, well, I think I just wanted to say to that, you know, one of the great things I've learned in my journey with mediumship is a no isn't necessarily you're wrong, you know, but when you're learning or going out there, particularly in front of a live audience, it's very daunting. Most people fear public speaking more than dying, even. but we go out there with no script and do it, so we're on another level in itself, right? Mm-hmm. I think there was an example, particularly in England, where I had a lady who had passed, and I was saying to the recipient, who was her daughter, "I've got this lovely woman, you know, she's a." I know she's your mum, and she's showing me this painting, and I can see it being painted, and it's got a beautiful vase and all these flowers in there, and all purples and lilies and things, and it's a painting, not signed. Do you understand? Your mother is the painter. And she goes, no, very, you know, very protective of that. And she goes, no. And I stopped and I said, but I know it's there, you know, I know it's in my mind. It's not my thought. It has to be true somehow. Am I just misinterpreting this? So I just said, well, if this isn't true for her, is she telling me that she sees this for you and that you're the painter? And she goes, oh, yeah, I just painted it last week. And I'm waiting for it to dry before I sign it. I always do that. And I said, well, doesn't that prove to you your mother's in your life?
Yeah.
And then it kind of clicked for me. So if I ever get a moment, you know, and this is the thing, I think for the mediums out there, even myself, I'm not scared to be wrong anymore. I used to be. I was terrified. Now I realize that it's just simply my perspective could be wrong, and that's all. And to be able to work it out. And when you can, it turns out to be amazing. But you know, I think people expect a lot of us and think we know everything about everyone who's died, and it's impossible. Yeah. So I just say, and I'm sure you encourage your own students, that share the surprises. Don't be scared. You know, don't be scared to share the surprises, because it could be something that changes the belief system of a person, saves the life of a person. make someone heal, because you were not scared to say that one thing, you know. And that's what I've learned in this journey, you know.
Well, I mean, you've grown and you've developed. And I always say that that one reading or that one spiritual message can change a person's life. I always call it the left field. Don't be scared to go way out to left field and trust what you're receiving. And just for the sake of time and with you being from Australia, I was at the college and I was doing a reading practice like we do. And I kept seeing this kangaroo. And in my mind, I'm like, you know, I've got a mom here. This kangaroo is coming through. And of course, my mind's trying to put it into, you know, is this a kangaroo poster? Is this a kangaroo statue or something, the kangaroo? And she's like, no, no, no. And I'm like, okay, my perspective's wrong. Well, long story short, she actually had a pet kangaroo. I just didn't say it because I'm like, who has a pet kangaroo? Because I'm already thinking obvious, well, you're from Australia. Kangaroos are from Australia. So it's interesting how the mind can get in the way of doing this work as well. But trust. Develop, have patience for your journey. I want to say thank you for being on the show today, Reese. Love to have you back on. Much continued success and love for your book and where you're going. I'd love to have you come to Seattle and teach some of this in Seattle if you're once we get past this COVID. And of course, be safe out there for you and your family and your beautiful wife and child and daughter, right? You have a daughter, right?
Yes,
daughter,
family. Great, okay. Yes. So and you too, my friend. We're all praying for America too to get through these hard times.
Especially this next week.
United States of America, right? You're all united at in time. That's what it's all about, right? It's even in your title.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, well, as for our listeners out there, I just remind you, be inspired, inspire others, inspire before we expire. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. I'll see you next time here on Inspired Living Radio. Have a great day, everybody. Namaste.
Thank you. Bye, Mike.